The FBI is seeking the public's help in finding five men believed to have entered the U.S. illegally last week, and who, it says, may have information on terror activity. The agency has posted the men's pictures on its website. All are of Middle Eastern descent. Officials say the men themselves may not be involved in terror. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins us now. Jennifer, what do we know of these people?
Well, their pictures are on the FBI's website, and there's names and dates of birth with each person that put these men at aged between 19 and 33 years old. But officials caution that the names and dates are very likely false. The State Department says it has not issued any visas in these names and never had visa applications in these names. Now, an FBI official told me the agency learned of these men when it was investigating a human smuggling operation, a smuggling ring that used stolen passports. The official said it is believed these men entered the U.S. from Canada using some sort of ground transportation on or around Christmas Eve. One report says investigators are focusing their search on New York, among other areas. In New York, of course, the concern is that tomorrow is New Year's Eve and large crowds are expected to gather outside. So if there is some thought of a terror attack, it could be quite deadly there. But again, FBI officials say they don't have any evidence these men are plotting anything. They don't even have proof they entered the U.S., and if they did, they may have already left.
Isn't it a bit unusual to put a public call out like this?
One FBI official said, no, it was not unusual, and he noted there are other men on the FBI website that they're seeking information on involved in the war on terror. He said to me, we've taken all the investigative steps we thought we could, and this seemed the next logical step. This official also downplayed speculation that authorities were doing this to try and thwart a possible attack. He emphasized that there is no specific or credible threat, and again, no criminal allegations against these men, except that they may have entered the country illegally. And while that would make them subject to arrest, the FBI at this point is saying they simply want to speak with these people.
Now, hasn't the Immigration and Naturalization Service recently launched a new registration system that's supposed to track men of Middle Eastern descent who enter the U.S.?
Exactly. And while we don't know the exact place of origin or nationality of these people, this registration system pretty much includes every Middle Eastern state. You know, it's possible maybe these are Canadian citizens or European citizens. They wouldn't have to register. Again, these names are false. I suppose it's possible that these men are registered in the system under other names and officials just don't know it, but that is speculation. Basically, all questions on this are being referred to the FBI, which admits it has more questions than answers.
This is a more concrete alert than we've had in the past.
Well, yeah, we have. In the past, we've had these vague warnings that there could be an attack maybe on banks or trains or some other institution, but it was unclear who may carry it out or when or where. Now we have these actual photos, but really no idea what these people may be up to.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden.